To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of January, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, not that it really affects you or I, but it is news. Apparently, Apple was briefly a $3 trillion company. Now, you might remember just a little bit more than a year ago, it actually passed the $2 trillion mark. And then 3 years before that, the $1 trillion mark. So again, another huge milestone. Though it was brief. Actually, they hit the $3 trillion mark around 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. However, though it didn't last, and for it to actually be official, the market cap must be above the $3 trillion mark when the markets actually close. And that's at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So in actual fact, Apple ended below the $3 trillion mark on Monday. Again, not that it really matters to you or I, but I'm sure a lot of investors out there were going, yeah, oh, almost. The year is young. Alright, moving on with more Apple news now that actually affects an Apple user. If you wanted to ask Siri to, say, rate some Apple Music songs for you, yeah, Siri says, nah, I don't do that no more. Yeah, Siri appears to have lost the ability to carry out a request to rate songs played by Apple Music, at least in iOS 15 or later. You might remember when you listened to a song from your music library, you could before ask Siri, rate the song 5. And Siri would go ahead and do that to your heart's content. But we're seeing reports on Reddit, Apple support communities, and heck, even over at Mac Rumors, the function is no longer available in iOS 15 or even 15.1 and 0.2. So if you tried to request Siri to do this, Siri just says, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't do that. No, she doesn't say Dave afterward. Now, we don't really know if this is an intended change by Apple or somebody just left out that particular code. Maybe later today we'll get some clarification from Apple of just exactly what's going on. Ooh, OnePlus 10 has got a big teaser for us, especially if you're into cameras. Yes, the OnePlus 10 Pro appears to be showing off a triple rear camera. But that ain't everything. No, above those triple cameras is a branding called Hasselblad, which I'm sure a lot of photographers are familiar with out there. And a little plug for our photo show. If you're into photography, check out the photo show here on the British Tech Network. Now back to the handset. The handset was actually due to launch in China, well, sometime this month. Though we're hearing that may be pushed. Now this is actually the first official teaser image of the new phone, and even though it doesn't give away much, we do know that it's going to be a steroid-injected camera phone for sure. We also know from this image, now confirming the phone's camera bump design, which actually had appeared in a few unofficial leaks. Well, those leaks look to be, well, official. Now we don't have the specs for the cameras just yet, but if we're going to go by those unofficial leaks that might become official, it should have a 48-megapixel main camera, a 50-megapixel ultra wide camera, and even an 8-megapixel telephoto, plus that 32-megapixel selfie camera. But we can't see that from the photo. Now, like we said, supposed to come out in China sometime this month. As far as the rest of the world, we're hearing sometime in April. And finally, of course, we couldn't get through any news without talking about CES and some stuff that's going on at CES, particularly a remote that doesn't need any batteries, as long as you get a Wi-Fi connection. Let me elaborate. Yes, it seems the folks over there at Samsung have got a new remote for us that doesn't need those AAA batteries that you need to replace about once a year, sometimes every 2 years, depending on the battery. As long as you've got Wi-Fi going through your house, it looks like your remote will forever remain charged. Yes, it seems Samsung in this new remote has added some RF harvesting capabilities. What happens is it collects router's radio waves, and then actually converts those waves into energy. Now, of course, this technology couldn't be used to, say, power up your TV. That's a little too big. But remotes? Nope, not very power hungry at all, making it an ideal candidate to actually harness this energy. The new Samsung Echo remote can also be charged both outdoor and indoor because of, yes, light, meaning it does have solar capabilities on board as well. One thing is definitely for sure, if you buy this remote, the AAA batteries in your house are going to be going, oh no, man, our taser done. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the new show, we could use your help. It is the only way this show can continue, via your support. So go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions and show your support today so we can keep doing the new show each and every day for you. Head to our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and see what's happening in our BTN community and join in the conversation today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on on your Thursday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news. It's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.